Johnny, I'm fat and gay. Coming to you live with some Q's and A's. If you have some problems, then all you gotta do is ask dear Flabby, where the fuck are you?
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's not that I don't care, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I don't want to take away from helping people to talk about what you didn't do in Vegas.
Oh.
So we'll save that for the bonus episode that we're going to record after this. I just want you to know.
Look forward for that.
I just want you to know that it's not that I don't care. It's just that there's a lot of people that need help, and I don't want somebody to commit suicide because I had to hear about you walking around with a fucking margarita.
No, I completely understand.
Okay. And I apologize. We had to shuffle things around last minute. That's why the date's wrong. So fuck off. Ready?
Yeah, fuck it. And go.
You want to go first?
Yes. Dear Flavians, would you be comfortable with a passing trans person going to the same bathroom of their respective sex? Say, for example, if Buck Angel were to go to the same bathroom as your daughter or Blair White with your son.
Hold on. Would you be comfortable with a passing trans person going to the same bathroom of their respective sex? Hold on. Would you be comfortable with...
I'm glad they put up an example.
If Buck Angel were to go to the same bathroom as your daughter. Okay, so that's because Buck Angel is a woman, right?
Right.
And then Blair White... Okay. Yeah.
I mean, do you... Okay.
They can use whatever bathroom they want.
Right. Okay. Do you care who uses what bathroom? Like, really?
No.
I don't either. Just don't rape people in the bathroom. I mean, that's
talking to you, Indians.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to, right? I mean, like, the implication, what you would be saying is that trans people are all just waiting to rape kids, right? Which, I mean, I do believe that, but I mean, like, I don't have kids that are going to get raped anymore. So
here's how I think I feel about it. Hold on. What'd you just say?
I was wondering why you glossed over that.
What'd you say?
Nothing important.
Yeah, I'm going to have to circle back.
Three for a loop on that one.
Okay. So here's what I think is if you look like what the bathroom is supposed to be, yeah, then you're okay.
Really?
Like, yeah, I think... If you have a 5 o'clock shadow, you shouldn't be allowed in a women's bathroom.
What if you're a woman and you have a 5 o'clock shadow?
I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
Shouldn't they just make every bathroom just a toilet with a door? I mean, like, just a toilet and a sink. It doesn't even have to have a sign that says who it's for, right? Every bathroom should be single occupancy. No. It'll be cheaper.
You don't understand how bathrooms work.
Why?
Because you're suggesting that you build a whole bunch of little rooms instead of one big room. You know how many doorknobs that is?
The cost in doorknobs alone. No. What I'm suggesting is, like, Walmart, let's say Walmart, they have one toilet and one sink with one locking door.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Why?
Because... There'd be piss and shit everywhere. If you've only got room for one person to go to the bathroom at a time in a store that holds 6,000.
You think automatically people are just going to start shitting all over the place?
I think that you are completely in the wrong thinking that one toilet is enough to cover an entire store. I think that's stupid.
No, so this is just a temporary solution until we can get rid of the trans people.
Then I'm in.
Until we can figure this out, this is my
figure out.
What do you mean?
If you have 5 o'clock shadow, you don't use the men's bathroom.
Wait,
clean shave, women's bathroom. 5 o'clock shadow, not women's bathroom. I don't want to be a pecker checker. I'm not going to stand out there and, like, okay, do you belong here? Lift up your skirt, show me your dick, whatever. I'm not doing that.
I mean, I would go the other way. Like, do you belong here? Show me your vagina. I would do that. Just not even at the bathroom. Just for fun.
But yeah, ultimately, I don't care.
Right. And that's how I feel, really. I mean, it, of course I have an opinion, but ultimately I don't care. Like, I think perverts should just go to the bathroom at their own house instead.
Why don't we just make a pervert bathroom? Like, you leave the boys, the girl, boys bathroom, girls bathroom, perverts bathroom. Like, right. take what's a family bathroom, you know what they call it?
Yeah.
Family bathroom. Just yeah. make that pervert bathroom.
Perv bath. So what, like, the whole bathroom debate is retarded. I don't care. But it annoys me to see pictures of men taking pictures of themselves in women's bathroom as if it's like some sort of a trophy. Like, that annoys me. And those people should get their face smashed in with a brick. But that has nothing to do with the bathroom. I just want to smash those people's faces in.
Have you ever inadvertently walked into a women's bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, where was it at?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Was it a store or?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, because I've done it, right? You walk in thinking you're walking in and you're like, where's all the fucking urinals? Why does it smell so good in here? Why do they have flowers in the fucking bathroom?
Why is there a couch in here?
Who puts wallpaper up? What is going on? And then
this is crazy.
You're not I'm not comfortable peeing in an environment like that. And there's no way I could poop in an environment like that.
With a woman sitting right next to you?
No, there's no way I could poop in the same room where there's a couch. There's no fucking way.
Just the fact that there's a couch throws off your whole game. I understand logically that women poop. Like, I get it. Like, I understand they have to expel waste, but not really. Like, I understand it on a deep level, but I don't understand it on like a surface level. Like, no. How could somebody that beautiful do something that disgusting? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think that they poop like we poop.
Okay.
Or at least like I poop. Like, like, they don't leave remnants and stuff.
No, there's nothing on the toilet bowl.
Like, I am sure that there's not enough force to get shit on the underside of the toilet seat.
I'm always wondering how that happens. How is that even possible? Physics, huh? How is that scientifically possible?
Okay, here's what I think it is. So it's like Newton's fourth law or something with expulsion. Uh-huh. Okay.
I hope that helps.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. I think it would be a delightful idea if you two were to go on the TV show My Biggest Loser. I'd love to see Doug's fat ass run up those stairs and flop around like a scoop of mashed potatoes. I'd also want to see Anthony get bitched out by the lesbian Julian Michaels. All in all, it would be great content and conversation. Thanks. Poop scoop. Yeah, I'd do that.
I would only do it if they called it Celebrity Biggest Loser. So then I could be considered a celebrity.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time before they do like Z level internet
celebrities that nobody's ever heard of, like me.
From the podcast Who's Right with, let me, it, is this right, 5900 subscribers? Okay.
All right. I guess we're scraping the bottom of the barrel with this one.
It's a pile of mashed potatoes.
Only if we get to go on that dance show too. What's that dance one? So You Think You Can Dance?
Dance Moms.
Oh. Dance Moms. Yes. Let's go on Dance Moms. Me and you on Dance Moms.
How do you think you would do like in Survivor?
I know the premise, but do they do like challenges? And then you get kicked off.
You don't know
the
premise.
I don't. I know there's an island and I know someone get kicked off, but I don't know what the challenges are. Like, what, you got to run races or whatever?
Yeah. Like a lot of physical challenges.
Oh.
Like, there's zero chance you would be playing pickleball for your food. Like, you're going to have to do real challenges.
Oh, you get challenges for your food?
Yeah.
Oh. I suppose I'd lose weight. So you don't get kicked off every time you lose then?
It's not important. I'm not going to go through the rules of a fucking 25-year-old game with you.
I've literally never seen an episode of Survivor. So,
dear Flabby, what happened to WCW? And would you guys let Rhea Ripley fuck you in the Amazon position? Do you really want to go through the whole fucking WCW? Watch the documentary What Killed WCW. That will explain it. And yes.
And yes, no explanation needed.
Oh, you know what? Let's do this. Do you think that I want to find out if you think Rhea Ripley is hot?
All right. The name sounds hot. Rhea. That sounds hot. But then you add the Ripley part. It sounds like a dude.
She's Australian.
Oh, I'm in. I don't know why I said that. That makes no sense. All right, let's see.
I'm working on it, dickhead. Oh, shut up.
I thought you were pulling it up. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Not even a little bit. No. It's like Uncle Jesse from fucking Full House.
What are you talking about?
No, thanks. No, not interested.
But you're into that fucking stupid bitch from The Office?
Yeah, she looks regular. Like, just regular. You could meet
bland.
Her. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Regular, like, you could meet her and totally fuck her. like that person, it's like literally Uncle Jesse with lipstick and he would fuck you. Like, I'm not interested in that.
I don't understand where you're... Okay.
I don't like men, dude. I don't...
I understand and appreciate that. One, Rhea Ripley does not look like Uncle Jesse from Full House. Two, if she's a if she has a vagina, she's a woman.
I mean, technically, yes, I agree. But if you look like a man, I'm not interested in you.
She doesn't look like a man.
That's not true at all.
I don't think you know what men look like.
Okay, you pulled up that picture. Immediately, the first thing I thought was Uncle Jesse from Full House. That's no, a man.
That's just you trying to be funny. And Uncle Jesse is a sexy man.
I mean that's what he's known for. I'll give you that. That's, you know, I don't like that. There's nothing more of a turnoff. Well, there is more, but I guess. But black lipstick, and it's just, it's gross. It grosses me out. Like, what are you doing?
No, you're just being a pussy. You're a little pussy boy.
Black lipstick and black fingernail polish. Ooh, you're so dark. Ooh. Like, that's stupid.
You are so fucking boring.
I can't. What? Because I don't like black lipstick?
Are you, like, on a Saturday night, does she say, like, can we please turn the lights on this time? Like...
No.
Don't look at me.
Yes, of course you can when we're done and I'm dressed.
Get the sheet with the hole in it so we can do this. I don't want our skin to touch.
Right. Now you're understanding. Dear Big Smoke and CJ from Grove Street, what up though? I ate a burger today that had a fly touching it before I got to it and realized I don't really mind. I know you guys are hefty fellas who are occasionally disgusting as well, so I was wondering how disgusting can your own eating habits be? Do you believe in the 5-second rule? Would you eat food that had a fly on it? How about double dipping, etc.? 5-second rule, 15-minute rule. I don't give a fuck. It's... Food doesn't become more disgusting because it was on the floor, unless there is something on the floor that makes it disgusting. Just the idea that it's on the floor isn't necessarily what's disgusting. It's that there's something on the floor also disgusting. Right. So what's the 5-second rule going to do? Like what? Like,
but you're telling me you think you. Okay. That's the 5-second rule is not like a hard and fast rule. You understand that. It's not like if you pick it up in 3, it's different than if you pick it up in 1 or 5 or 15.
Or 10 minutes. It's the same.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I will eat food off the floor is what I'm saying. Yes. I don't care.
You're disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. You're right. I don't care. But a fly on your food is pretty fucking gross, but I'll eat it anyways.
It depends what it is.
What do you mean?
If a fly lands on my fucking watermelon, I don't give a shit. He's not going to lay eggs in there and have maggots eat my watermelon and come out of my stomach. But that could happen with a steak. If a fly lands on my steak, it's going in the fucking garbage. I've seen really? Poltergeist. I know what happens. I'm not fucking doing this.
I'm not doing this. Weird.
Huh. Okay. My dog gets shit on my steak. I don't care. I'll swallow. I don't care.
I'm not.
I check to see if food is bad by eating it and then seeing if I get sick. So I know.
So I'm a little bit not that disgusting. I'll smell it. And if it smells like edible, yeah, I'm going to eat it. It's fine. And if it doesn't smell edible, if you cook it a little more, warm it up in the microwave a little more, it'll be fine.
Okay. So I understand that what I'm about to say makes me sound fucking retarded. I get it. I own it. Whatever.
Right. Right.
I am convinced that my poor, whatever it's called, how you take care of yourself.
Hygiene?
My poor hygiene is, and I'm talking about like holistically, daily hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, making food, sure my food is cooked. Is that food hygiene? Does that count?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So I'll take a frozen pizza and I just want it warm because I'm hungry now. I don't want it to get.
I don't have 8 minutes.
Yeah. Like if I'll take the chicken off the grill and just start eating it. And if it starts dripping blood, I'm like, okay, like I'll have my chicken medium rare tonight, I guess, whatever. I don't care about any of that shit. And I'm convinced that that is why I'm going to live a long time cancer free.
Really?
And disease free, because my body is so used to fighting things off.
Yeah.
That like cancer is going to show up. My body's going to say, no, not now, mister.
I don't think so. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Really?
To me, it does. Why not? Your body's fighting. It's fighting things off. And, you know, maybe not cancer, but like you're never going to get like, I don't know, whatever other fucking. Is there any other diseases besides cancer? I guess cancer is the only one that anybody ever worries about. What?
Scoliosis? Yeah.
You're never going to get scoliosis because you eat raw chicken. If anybody ever asks why you eat raw chicken, prevent scoliosis.
Duh, idiot.
I don't eat raw chicken, but I understand normally if I'm having leftovers, whatever, I won't even warm it up at all. I'll just eat it cold. I don't have time to be warming up food. So occasionally, if it's something that's like really, really good warm, you know what I mean?
Anthony, I need you to trust me on this.
All right.
There is a big difference between you not reheating your leftovers and what I do. Like, okay. Whenever I'm trying to do the low carb bullshit, I rely on one food altogether, right?
Yeah.
And the last couple of weeks, it's been sausages.
Yeah.
And I found a Tupperware container in the fridge and I'm like, okay, I've only been eating sausages for 3 weeks, so it can't be any older than 3 weeks. And I ate it. And the whole time I ate the sausage, I was thinking, it tastes like metal. Oh, like
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm here. I'm like, my stomach is, it's like an iron lung.
But it's. You have a lung for a lung. You don't need you don't need a lung for a stomach. Doesn't make any sense. So if you have a block of cheese and there's mold on it, do you cut the mold off and eat the rest of the cheese or just eat around the mold?
Oh, you mean just how come eating the mold isn't on the fucking options?
Oh, I guess it is.
Yeah, if I have a block of cheese and it's got mold on it, so the first thing you do is, chances are, if you have a block of cheese with mold on it, you didn't seal it properly.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Which means like the first quarter inch or so is rock hard. So you don't want to eat that. You don't want crunchy cheese.
Right. That's gross.
And so if there's mold, I'll probably go an eighth of an inch past the mold, cut that off. And then it's like, Cool. Nubaka cheese.
Yeah, cheese. I do the same thing.
Okay.
That's, I think that's normal.
I don't think so. I won't eat and poop though. I do know people that eat and poop. I think that is disgusting.
Really? What?
You have eaten and pooped?
I mean, I'm sure I have. It's not like I do it normally. Like I'll take my dinner on the toilet. No. No. I mean, I probably have at some point. I guess no. I can't think of a time where I've ever brought my plate into the bathroom with me. So that would be so gross.
Straddle the toilet backwards. So your table's right there on the. Yeah,
exactly.
Dear douche Doug and the other guy, I've been dealing with my mom becoming more and more abusive and emotionally unavailable over the years. And only one I can turn to is the man who I see as my father. But he's not my biological dad or nothing, so it would be a problem and a long-ass process for me and Pops because he's in a completely different state and my mom hates him. What do? P.S. Everyone calls her Mama Nazi.
There's so much information missing here. Like, how old is this person?
The question is, his mom's becoming abusive and emotionally unavailable.
Right.
So fucking cut her off.
Okay, what if he's 12?
Cut her off.
At 12, how?
You get a stick and a fucking handkerchief and you take your Game Boy or whatever it is that you're taking with?
Back of Cheerios and go.
Okay, so what do you say? Let's say that he's 12.
Yeah.
And his mom is emotionally unavailable and abusive.
Yeah.
What should he do? Get out of the house.
How?
Stop, drop, and roll. Call a fucking, phone a friend.
Just go to the. Phone a friend. Deal or okay. No deal. What if we just name and shows?
Okay. What if he was to go to Goodwill?
Yeah.
Buy a basket, go to a firehouse, and then put himself in the basket and just wait for somebody to come by and find him a house.
That would be awesome. If you can find a basket big enough for you to lay in, that's what I would suggest. So can you call the like DCFS or whatever it's called on yourself?
You don't want to do that. You
not
don't
on
want to be
yourself,
put in the state.
But like on your mom. You don't want to what?
You don't want to be put in the system.
Is that better than being with an abusive mom?
But no, you go on your own.
How?
Go get an apartment.
Okay, what if he's black and 12? Then nobody's going to give him an apartment.
Black and 12. I don't care then. Just stay there. That's fine.
Just stay with your mom. Dude, okay. It doesn't make any difference anyway.
This is important. Is he Haitian?
Probably. In this case, probably yes.
Okay, so now let's say he's 20.
All right. Move out. Duh, you should have moved out 2 years ago.
No, okay, let's say he's already moved out.
Oh, then what's the problem? Cut her off.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're out of the house, you don't rely on her for, like, you know, making your lunch for school and stuff like that. Like, then what's the problem?
How come this time you're for cutting somebody off and normally you're not? What happened? Was your vacation bad?
No.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the bonus.
I've always been for cutting out people in your life that are toxic.
Not true at all.
Right. That's not true. But
matter of fact, you can, anytime you say I've always been for, not true.
you're probably right about that. So I don't know. It seemed like good advice at the time. Cut her off. I don't know. Or don't. The best part about an advice show is that I can just say whatever I want. They're either going to do it or they're not.
There's no point in giving advice if you're going to say you're going to just give both options.
No, I didn't give both options. My option was to cut her off.
Okay. If he's 12, stick it out.
Yes.
Or turn himself into a firehouse.
Yeah.
Firehouse subs. Go to a firehouse subs.
I hope you get adopted. Yeah, okay. Either a firehouse subs or cut her off. And see, my advice is it's tailored to who I'm talking to. That's why it might be different next time. You don't need to cut them off next time. This time you need to cut them off. It's different.
So this won't take effect for quite some time, but should we start saying as a rule or as a request, you have your, at least have your age in there?
Yes. And your gender and your marital status.
The age you were assigned, the age you were assigned at birth. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. The age you were assigned at birth, your marital status, your immigration status, the color of your skin.
Good.
Dear Flobby, I'm nearly finished my bachelor's in astrophysics. How? How are you nearly finished with a bachelor's with a sentence like that? Will you take me on as your financial, your official?
Go ahead. Yeah,
that was pretty funny. As your official scientific consultant to answer your scientific questions and elaborate on any concepts that Tone may struggle to grasp. I can also guarantee I'm better than Doug at Excel. Am I gay? Pop Scout.
Yes, you're gay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no doubt that the entire audience is better than me at Excel. I don't give a shit. It's not a measure of anything.
It's a measure.
And no, you're not.
It's a measure of your manlyhood. Your Excel skills are directly tied to your penis size.
But yes, to answer your question, you can become the official scientific consultant for the show.
Only if you teach me how to make slime. That'd be kind of cool. I like that stuff where you mix baking soda and water or whatever, and it turns into like a gooey thing that you play with, you know?
Seriously, sounds like you already know how to make slime.
Is that all it is baking soda and water? Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't know that.
And see, then it turns
scientist
green.
I didn't even know I was a scientist.
Okay. So, yeah, you are in.
Yeah, you're in. You're our official astrophysicist. I don't even know what astrophysics is.
Okay. You know what physics are?
Like when things move?
Yeah, like the Newton's laws or whatever.
Like that
you
that
have the right to remain silent.
You drop the ball and it swings back and forth.
All right. Astrophysicist.
It's got to do with rockets, right?
Maybe, I think it's like space movement. That sounds...
Oh, that's so gay.
An astrophysicist is a scientist who studies the universe using the laws of physics. Holy fuck, I wasn't even wrong.
Why would you study the universe?
They use data from telescopes, satellites, and space probes to study the physics of the universe, including planets, stars, galaxies, and black holes.
Why, though?
Oh, yeah, you're gay.
Fucking yeah, why would you do that?
What? What do you mean, why would you? Are you being serious?
Yeah. What's the point that you're... Okay. I'm going to look in a telescope and I'm going to study the galaxy. Okay, what's the end game? What are you trying to accomplish? What experiments could you possibly get from that?
Now, can I say something?
Of course. I was asking you a question.
I'm going to be a tool maker. I'm going to go to work and make a tool.
Yeah.
What is the end game to that?
Yeah, they're going to weld all their parts in this
picture.
They're going to
throw them in a dumpster like they always do.
That's true. Best case scenario, they're going to use this thing that I created to make other things into other things. And then they're going to turn those other things into other things. What experiments are you doing as an astrophysicist when you look into a telescope? This planet is here. This one's here. Cool. Now what? What's the next step?
Okay.
Not even the end game. What's the next step?
I can answer that.
Okay, good.
So you said you make tools so that these people can make something that makes something that makes something that makes something.
Yes.
What if one of those somethings is a rocket that is going to that place that you're looking at through the telescope? You need to understand telemetry data.
Did you just make that up?
I think it's a thing. I feel like it has to do with airplanes, but I'm not sure.
I think that's the data that's attached to your pictures and stuff, like that tells you the pixels and all that.
No. All right, no? Next question. Here's what I think. I think it sounds like he's going to end up having a high paying job.
Yeah.
And you don't like that. That's what I think.
Well, no. That's not the case at all.
Okay. When we read the question, you didn't even know what it meant.
I still don't.
But what's the end game? What do you hope to do? Right. What are you going to contribute to society?
No, I'm not asking what he's going to contribute to society. I'm being serious. I don't understand. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm saying you should explain it to me. I don't understand what you would do. I get it in the ether. Like, oh, you study the fucking galaxies or whatever. Okay, but what's the point of that? What does that do in real life?
We have a fucking official astrophysicist guy that we can talk to about.
He's biased. Him. You don't think he's biased? No. I want somebody else. I want to pit him against our other astrophysicist guy.
No, I invite astrophysicist guy to send me an email. Uh-huh. And I would like to have, I'm putting a time limit on this conversation.
Okay.
Of what, 3 minutes maybe?
Okay.
What do you think?
You think you can explain astrophysics in 3 minutes?
I think he can explain enough of what the end game is. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
To where you'll be able to sleep that night. Like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Okay, cool. I get it.
The last thing I want to do is spend any length of time talking to somebody about fucking astrophysiology or whatever the fuck it's called.
It's astropsychology.
Okay. You are invited to come on the show and explain it to us, but you have a 2 minute time limit.
You went from 3 to 2.
I'm already bored talking about it.
You got 45 seconds to explain astrophysics.
Dear Smooth Brother and Harry Brother, I, along with other listeners, have noticed how misplaced the calls have been. As it's known, you are too busy with Arizona Bay Coffee and its booming order base. I think the best way to remedy the phone call issue is to outsource your phone calls to India. Doing this would help you and the women, as well as Anthony, when he takes his fifth vacation this month from being raped. Since the rape call center ratio will tip towards the latter, you can send the royalties to me as giving me Doug Santa Fe with the Thanksgiving gravy smell.
I think that's a good idea. How much do you think it would cost us to find somebody on Fiverr to make phone calls for us? Find an Indian to make phone calls for us.
I wonder if we could try it. Like, I would be interested in experimenting with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they would do that. Because they'd have to record it and then send us the recording.
Yeah.
Adam, reach out to Indian on Fiverr. I
think we can write a script for what questions we want them to ask. We need two of them. And they need to role play as me and you and ask specific questions. And record it. We're outsourcing our calls to India. I'm in. I love this.
You know it's going to cost us more to outsource the calls than what we're getting from the person doing it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It's worth it. You got to spend money to make money.
Location, location, location.
Dear Flabby, I want to start off this message by saying that I do not hate anyone based on the color of their skin, and I know you guys don't either, I hope. And secondly, this question is not intended to be comedic or trick you into using profanity. Recently, I've started to use the N-word in my private life to express frustration. Did you write this?
I know. That's me.
I know it's immature, and I recently caught myself about to say it at work. Nobody would have seen me, but nevertheless, this isn't something I wish for myself. How do I break away from this foul habit?
You're asking the wrong fucking guy, man. I don't understand what happened to me. Okay. Because I like to think that I'm not a racist person.
Sure.
I also like to think that all Indians don't rape and all...
But some things are just true.
Okay, so maybe I think I have to admit that I am racist. I have to.
Why?
Because black people.
Like, have you seen them? So you're telling me that because black people, whatever, there's something wrong with you?
The definition of Okay. The definition of racist is you think your race is better than another race.
Uh-huh.
And I do. I think there are races out there that the white race or Caucasian or whatever is better than like the Mongoloids or whatever. Like the, have you seen all the shit with the Haitians, like eating bald eagles and shit?
Yep.
And eating cats' heads uh-huh. in the street. Like, yes, uh-huh. I'm fucking better than that. Like, you take the trailer parkiest motherfucker and worst case scenario is they're wearing a jean jacket with the sleeves cut off and a Motley Crue fucking emblem on the back. But like that's a whole world apart from eating a goddamn cat head.
It's not though. It's not.
Okay.
So what you're saying is a whole world apart, but you're completely skipping over all of the people who are white who probably go out hunting raccoons and eating raccoon. Like everybody just skips over that, right?
Yeah, because it's different.
Why?
Because okay. If somebody was to keep a raccoon as a pet,
yeah,
and I went there to their house and ate their raccoon head, to me, that is just as bad as eating a cat head or a dog head.
Okay, but
people don't keep raccoons as pets. You know why? Because coons are fucking nasty.
But so they're going to the park and like catching ducks or geese or whatever. You're okay with that?
I am okay with hunting geese. I am not okay with killing geese in the park, ripping its head off and eating it raw right there.
Why?
Because there's a difference between a hunter going out into the woods and killing a deer and then bringing it back to his house and hanging it up and gutting it and processing it. That's much different than Jody B killing a deer, gutting it right in the field and then fucking it. You're telling me the two things are the same?
So if these Haitians took their ducks or geese back to their house and ate them, took them from the park, took them back to their house, you'd be fine with it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, so then you're not really racist then.
But I am.
Why?
Don't tell me I'm not. I am, goddammit.
You said you're better than them because they're eating duck, but you don't have a problem with them eating ducks.
I'm better than, it's not that they're eating duck. I think it's goose.
Goose.
It's not that they're eating goose. It's that they're eating goose in the park where they killed it. That's what I have an issue with.
Are they?
I just assume so. Black people killing goose. Like, I don't know. I know they killed a bald eagle and ate it.
How do you know that?
Because I read it.
Oh. So do you... Okay. Why do you automatically believe... Like, you see a story and it says... Haitian eats a goose in the park in front of 12 kids. You're like, yeah, makes sense.
Put that in the column of truth. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. So why do you believe that more than anything that a white person does? You know what I mean? Like,
no, I believe them all. I've told you that before. I believe the last thing that I read.
Oh, fair enough. But why would you condemn all Haitians or all black people, but you wouldn't condemn all white people when a white person does something wrong?
I do condemn all white
people. Then you're not racist.
But I still think I can condemn two races and still put one above the other.
Can you?
Yeah. Yes. Like I can condemn you and uh-huh. then I can condemn your wife uh-huh. and still have your wife on a higher pedestal than you.
But yeah, but that makes sense. So, okay. Do you think white people are better than black people?
Yes.
At sports.
No.
Then you're not racist, see?
Is there anything wrong with saying that I'm proud that I'm white? It's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Why? Why is that dumb? You should be proud.
I'm proud that my white mother also had sex with a white person. Good for you, Mom.
I'm more proud she didn't have sex with a black guy.
No, she didn't get pregnant by a black guy. There's right. no guarantees that she didn't have sex with a black guy.
Right.
I mean, all in all, I think all races are pieces of shit. Like, people are pieces of shit.
Agreed.
Individuals are fine.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
Why?
Okay, so Today at work, I had to spend a lot of time working with a black guy.
Okay.
Like, he didn't rob me. I had a golf cart. He didn't take it.
Did you even have a bike with you at the time? Were you wearing Nikes?
What I'm saying is he is a very nice guy. I've got no problems with it.
Okay.
So individually, black people are fine.
Right.
You get more than one or two together. They're not allowed in stores. I mean, there's a reason.
Don't you think that the majority of the problems are caused by black men that are younger, 18 to 24, 16 to 24. Like, there's an age group in there, right? Like, you're not getting robbed by a 9-year-old black kid or a 60-year-old black guy. It's the male in that, during that age, during that time frame of when they're growing up, right?
Are you saying that black people's brains develop slower than white people's brains?
Yeah, duh. That's exactly what I was saying.
So which is better, to develop faster or slower?
Slower. You got more time to think and commit crimes.
Moving on.
Am I wrong? If you have the more time to commit crimes, the better, right?
Dear Flabby, with all the burgers you have eaten, how many entire cows have been consumed by you? Fuck.
God, that's so many cows.
How many burgers per cow, do you think?
I don't know, a quarter pound burger? What's a cow weigh?
Can I even Google how many hamburgers are in a cow?
Yeah, they're about 1,200 pounds, right?
A typical cow yields about 300 pounds of beef. So a quarter pound burger would be 1,200 burgers.
Okay.
Per cow.
Yeah, rough if you ground it all up. Yeah.
Okay, so 1,200... This show's stupid. This show's fucking dumb.
No, we're helping this guy. Come on.
Okay, if I was to eat, four burgers a week on average?
Yeah, let's go with four burgers a week. 1,200 divided by four.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm coming up on how many cows or how many burgers did I say?
You said four burgers a week, 300.
No, how many burgers per cow?
What'd you say? 300 pounds, so 1,200 burgers per cow.
I've eaten like 9 fucking cows, dude.
That's a lot of cows. Just you, yourself, have eaten 9 cows.
I feel like that's something I should be proud of. Like, I should use that when I introduce myself to people.
Yeah. I'm Doug. 9 cows. 9 cows down. But that's not only that, that's 9 cows plus all the pigs and all the chickens.
Oh, so many fucking pigs.
And all the turkeys. I don't know if you eat turkey. All you could probably, pigs are smaller. You've probably eaten 40 pigs, 40 full size pigs, fucking a million chickens and all their eggs, all those babies.
God, I've eaten like a whole ranch.
You got a whole farm in your stomach right now.
I really wish that I had the foresight when I was born to keep track of everything that I've ever eaten, just so I could have a running total of how many animals because a lot of people, they go vegan or vegetarian because they are against killing animals.
Right. Gay.
I want to know what my score is. I want to know how many animals I am specifically attributed to me.
Right. Do you want to go back and give every one of them a name?
All right, we got time for one more, I think.
All right. Anthony, You need to start owning up to your bullshit more. It's annoying when Doug and another guest call you out on your shit you said before, like, everyone should have a gun and it doesn't matter why. Then you reply with, that's not true. I didn't say that. Thanks. Poop scoop. Doopity doop. No. I mean, hope that helped. Go fuck yourself. Oh, owning up to my bullshit. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't want you owning up to anything. And I don't want your opinion to be
static.
Yeah, I want your opinion to be developed on the fly every time.
Duh. So do I. It's how it should be.
I don't want you to stand for anything. And I don't. Stupid. I don't want my arguments with you to get easier based on previous conversations.
Exactly. I don't stand for shit. You want a gun? I don't think you should have one. You don't want a gun? You need one. Fuck off.
All right. Marnus, thank you for the $5. Scrape my knee.
Scrape my knee. It's gross. Just in general or because of the scrape?
You think she's got gross knees? All right. You ready to go over and record our bonus episode?
Yes.
All right. Patreon.com/who's right.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
ArizonaBayCandy.com.
Awkward because I hit the wrong button.
Awkward. Please.